Ron Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Students at UNLV are grappling with a mass shooting on campus that killed three people, as well as the gunman.
Now we're towards the end of the semester, and are students going to want to come back next semester? Not because of UNLV, but just because of society in a whole.
Our Las Vegas affiliate identifies the shooter as a former college professor in his 60s who taught at two other schools. CBS's Robert Costa now sizes up the latest Republican presidential debate.
It was a revealing night here in Alabama. Some tough attacks on former President Donald Trump, but it's clear most of these rivals see Nikki Haley as a real emerging threat to their own chances.
Mr. Trump expected to attend his civil fraud trial in New York today. Israel's military says it's making progress in a quest to wipe out Hamas. The BBC's Yoland Nell.
While Israeli forces have now reached the home of the leader of Hamas in Gaza, Yahya Sinwar, he and other top officials are believed to be hiding in underground tunnels.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
There's a new attitude surrounding Carroll University basketball this year as Taylor Jansen leads the men through his first full season as head coach. The Pioneers are celebrating all the wins, and you can catch all the action of every...
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's fake Trump electors are admitting Joe Biden won the presidency in 2020. It's part of a civil lawsuit settlement announced yesterday. Jeff Mandel of the liberal firm Law Forward says they got all they wanted from the 10 Republicans.
We wanted transparency so that the people of Wisconsin would be able to understand exactly what had unfolded. And we wanted accountability to make sure it could never happen again.
Mandel was on the Devil's Advocate show on Civic Media. Wisconsin's farmland preservation program is expanded after action by Governor Evers. The new law shortens the length of preservation agreements from 15 years to 10. They require land to be in farm use while meeting soil and water conservation standards. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The woman to be sentenced today for killing her friend with eye drops is talking from behind bars. TMJ4 says they spoke with Jessie Kurjeski from jail, and she claims once again that her friend took her own life. It's reported Kurjeski explained that her friend put eye drops in her own drink due to guilt over her mother's death. Kurjeski's sentencing today is uncertain as her lawyers have requested to withdraw from the case. Milwaukee Public Schools are planning to offer additional pay to attract substitute teachers. The school district recently announced a plan to provide a $500 per month bonus for subs. Starting in January, MPS will pay the bonuses to teachers who work 90% of the 20 school days each month. With a daily need for about 100 subs, the district aims to entice more teachers with the extra cash incentive. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Wisconsin basketball team's heating up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last night in college hoops, Marquette with a decisive 85-65 win over Texas. Marquette will play Notre Dame on Saturday night. The Wisconsin Badgers, after beating Michigan State, are headed to Tucson to take on number one ranked Arizona Saturday afternoon, 2:15. But we start with the NBA and Milwaukee Bucks taking on the Pacers in the second round of the in-season tournament.
Anytime you get put in a situation where everybody has an opportunity to win something, and in the end, only one person can win, I think that's an opportunity to show some level of dominance. Even though it's not the NBA Finals, you can show we all had this opportunity, and only one team is going to be the last team standing. And I think that's a confidence builder for any team. You know, I think it shows, you know, who's going to fight for it, who's going to go after it when the competition is at its highest. And I think you see in a lot of these in-season tournament games, you can see the, you know, teams are going after it.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies today with highs around 47. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows around 38. Tonight, partly cloudy. Cloudy tomorrow, 54. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like solid. Right on.
Welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. The weather's going to be nice today, and we're another day closer to the weekend.
Yeah, man, you know, it's going to be 50 degrees and above, and I made a commitment that's going to keep me inside and not have an opportunity to get out and enjoy a 50-degree day. You know, sometimes you open your mouth and you insert your foot, and I'm a guy who always has trouble saying no. And so, you know, my wife normally says no for me. And so I made a commitment to do some cooking this morning, and so I've got to, deliver the goods to, it's about 50 people, man, and it's a lot of cooking, man. It's a lot of cooking. Can you imagine, Calvin, I'm gonna cook 5 pounds of ground beef into a meatloaf. 5 pounds.
Yeah, that is definitely a large meatloaf.
That's a pretty big meatloaf, and I've got to have it done by about 3 o'clock. I got to be at the event. You know, I prepared some other things on last night, and you know, all I had to do was say no, and I couldn't do it. And now, I'm committed, so I know what I'll be doing as soon as I get off the air until about 7 o'clock this evening, a commitment. Let me ask you, man, you ever hear of hookah smoking?
Yes, I know what hookah is.
You ever do that in college?
I've never done it.
But it's kind of popular with young people, right?
No? I wouldn't say so. I would say I've heard of people like going to the hookah bar.
Yeah, the hookah bars.
But yeah, I don't know anyone who like has one at their house or anything like
no.
that.
No. So it's kind of not prehistoric, but it's but it is clearly something that depending on, you know, where you're from and it's kind of India, right? In places like that. Where, you know, a lot of that has been done, hookah smoking. It's been around, man. It's been around for many generations, and it made its way to America, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago or more. But it's pretty hot right now, Calvin. You know, you mentioned the hookah bars and young people. I don't know too many people of my generation that are smoking hookah. And so what hookah is a tobacco. You've seen people do it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a tobacco and, you know, which certainly flavored and it is water cooled. And so it's a pipe, actually, a huge glass pipe, with a, hose that runs out of that pipe. And there are places on this pipe where you can place tobacco, flavored tobacco, and light it, and it's water cooled. Well, I have to confess, Calvin, I used to smoke a bong, right? You don't remember. You don't know what bongs are.
I know that is too well.
I didn't know that they were still doing bongs, but I guess they're still doing bongs, right?
Not usually for tobacco, but
no, I know. I know. Okay, so I didn't know, man. I thought when I was, you know, toking on the bong, I was, you know, 20 years old. So it's 50 years ago. I didn't know that they were still doing it, but they're still doing it. And so it's the same principle, right? The hookah is the same principle as the bong. The bong used to be water cooled. You put your marijuana in the top of the pipe. And you guys are listening, people listening on, oh no, Earl, don't tell me. Hey, yeah. I used to do it, man. I didn't fall down out of heaven. I keep telling people. And so it's the same principle, only instead of weed, you're using tobacco, a flavored tobacco. And there are a lot of things tied into that, Calvin, that people probably, if they knew, would probably not do it, right? But when you're young, you don't, you know, you're not thinking about those things.
Yeah, it's one of those things that people see it like, well, people smoke cigarettes, people vape, people smoke cigars. It's just kind of one of those things.
And you kind of aced it, man. That's it. And but those of us who've been around a while, we learned a lesson from smoking cigarettes, right? We were able, those of us who were able to overcome smoking cigarettes, and those of us who saw in the end the damage that smoking tobacco did to people, and the fact that it's still one of the number one killers in the nation, tobacco, cigarette smoking. And so, you know, when you get older, you think, well, you get, man, maybe I don't want to use the term a little smarter, but a little wiser. And so hookah, I've seen young people doing it, and they seem to be having a lot of fun. And you can do it inside. But, Calvin, it's still tobacco, right?
Yeah, it's still tobacco. One thing that I would say makes it better than cigarettes, it's easy to kind of, like, just keep doing it. Hookah, at least, it's more of, like, a social thing where it's easier to separate. Like, okay, right. I'm going to smoke hookah when I go to this place with my friends.
Well, there's no question when you're walking down the street, you're not, you know, doing hookah. You know, as a cigarette is real easy to just pull out the cigarette and do your thing. And you can do that repeatedly. What are the 10 in a pack or 20? I don't know. It's been so long since I did cigarettes. What are the 10 in a pack, 20? I don't know.
I don't even know.
I know. But the fact of the matter is these are dangerous, addictive causing substances. And let's talk a little bit about smoking hookah. It may look glamorous to some, but it's every bit as addictive as cigarettes smoking and maybe more harmful. But that hasn't stopped the ancient pastime from seeing a revival among high school and college students. Hookahs are water pipes resembling slender metal vases. Charcoal is used to heat a sweet, sticky tobacco, producing smoke that is filtered through cooled water. The smoke is inhaled through a flexible hose that is passed from one user to the next. Hookahs come in a wide range of sizes, and it's easy to hide small 8-inch tall models in dorm rooms, cars, and bathrooms. Now, I will say this. You know, the problem, and one of the major problems with hookah smoking is you are pulling and smoking from the same hose as I don't know how many people, right? You don't know what these people have been doing. You don't know what they have, and yet you take that hose willingly, knowing it just came out of somebody else's mouth, and you don't know what kind of germs or sort of things that they have. And so it creates all sorts of problems. Herpes. I wonder how many people really would think, Calvin, that smoking that hookah pipe, you could possibly contract herpes.
It's definitely not something I would have thought of.
No, I know, but
well,
I'm
now sure. That you say it, it seems obvious, but yeah. It's not something I would have initially thought
no,
of.
No, and neither do the young people. Causes lip, mouth, cold sores, and most common causes stomach ulcers, can also be passed via shared mouthpieces. In other countries, tuberculosis can be transmitted with the hookah smokers. When the hookah smokers cough in each other's faces and be cultivated from the hookah water, says Dr. Rome. Today, we worry more about the spread of COVID-19. Besides the regular carcinogens from smoking, the flavorings are often oil-based, and oil is incredibly inflammatory and damaging to small airways and the lungs. Heating elements that have metal coils can also release heavy metal ions that also are inflammatory in lungs, causing damage that can result in substantial harm. Smoking a hookah can lower your lungs' immunity and potentially increase your risk for coronavirus. Besides the fact that teens usually smoke in groups, meaning that they're not social distancing, hookah is more toxic than cigarettes. Aside from the risk of infection, smoke from hookah contains the same cancer-causing chemicals as cigars and cigarettes. You know, sometimes I'm blown away, you know, by the fact that all these things are going on, and I think people just are not aware of them, or the risks, the pleasure is more fun than the risks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things that maybe you know the risks and understand the risks, but
you don't think it's going to happen to you.
You think it's not going to happen to you, and you think, well, I'm only going to do it once in a while. How bad can it be?
Yeah, and you know, I can't put it on being young because I see people who I think should know better. Wealthy people, man, smoking cigars, you know, huge cigars. And cigars are tobacco as well, right? 844-967-2789 is the number. You can join us. Join in the conversation. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
The Shaw, WAUK.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund, and I'm talking with Brett Uhlberg, owner of Robert Hack Diamonds. Brett, I hear you pay cash for gold.
Not only gold, but silver, diamonds in any form like jewelry, teeth, coins, flatware.
Why should I sell you my gold?
Why not? Our store is the only store that recommends you shop around before you sell. This way you know you're getting the most money. But if Robert Hack Diamonds can't beat a competitor's offer on your scrap gold, we'll give you $20 just for letting us try.
Hey, what if I'm shy?
You Well, at Robert Hack Diamonds, we sit with you at a table. We go through your items and make you an offer. You're not pressured, and we offer more on jewelry that we can resell.
Can I trade my gold for a new piece of jewelry?
Of course you can, and not only that, we can custom make a piece of jewelry using your gold and gems.
Hey, there you have it, folks. Sell your gold to my friends at Robert Hack Diamonds. Visit them on 76th and Layton in Greenfield. Robert Hack Diamonds, where they want your business.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe. Help to make.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Look, I gotta talk about this, man, because how to get rid of belly fat after age 50. Calvin, this doesn't affect you right now. But unfortunately, it affects over 50 to 60% of the American people. And you got to ask the question, how did this happen? I mean, my belly used to, you know, Calvin, I don't see Calvin walking around with a belly. He's 25. But how did I wind up with one? How did you wind up with one? And what do we do about it? And we, if we really understood, and some of us, I think, once we get to the age that I am, we do understand, but the fight to eviscerate your belly is a multi-billion dollar industry. And so you see these quick fixes. I've seen them on television. I've tried them. Hey, do yourself a favor. Save your money. Doesn't work. All of these different things that they say are going to, you know, erase 15, 20 years of putting on this weight. And then you got to ask yourself these questions. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Those of us who have this malady, and again, 50 to 60%, of people over 50 years old have this. Did we sign up for it? Did we all say, hey, this is what we want? Look, I was an active guy as a young man. I was really active in sports and really had, you know, I had a nice physique before everything fell down, Calvin. Before my chest wound up in my stomach. So what happened? Did I volunteer for that? You know, your metabolism does slow down as we age. No question about it. And when you live 7 decades, you know, it doesn't automatically mean that you wind up in that situation. But there's some things going on that we didn't know about. We know sugar's not good for us. And yet, in many of the foods that we eat, unless we read the labels, Calvin, everything is loaded with sugar. For the most part, we don't know it. But it clearly is. And so, as we get older, we can't get rid of it. The sugar is not being, you only need X amounts of sugar on a daily basis to keep your system moving. But when you don't manage and don't realize that the fact that you know, sugar is addictive, and then if you don't watch it carefully, you wind up in a situation where it almost seems to be insurmountable and you can't turn it around. You go to the gym, you work hard. I go to the gym, I work hard. And then, Calvin, I get on the scale after I've been working really hard, and I see that I lost a couple ounces. Like, man, what is this? You know, so working out at the gym alone is not going to fix it. Clearly, what you put in your mouth is the key to it. And really, man, I haven't been one to count calories, man, right? When I sit down at a steakhouse, Calvin, I'm not saying give me a bunch of, you know, bird food or rabbit food. Hey, man, I want a steak. I'm in the steakhouse. That's the reason I came to the steakhouse. Well, my wife, who hasn't gained an ounce in all the years we've been married, she can sit down and eat the salad. Me, a little more difficult. But we've got to talk about it because it is the difference between life and death and the longevity of us on this planet. It truly is. And so I know diabetes, hypertension, dementia, heart disease, all of those things are tied into your belly. You don't even think, you don't even get at a second thought. But it truly is. It's at the root of most of the heart disease and all these other things based on your stomach and what you're carrying around there. 844-967-2789. We're going to have a little conversation. Don't touch that dial. And I know I'm not the only person walking around with this excess tire around my stomach area. We'll be right back.
Simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Local radio for you and your community.
It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Republican prosecutor says he plans to appeal this week's court ruling allowing consensual medical abortions in Wisconsin. Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky maintains state law clearly outlaws abortions and that he disagrees with Dane County Judge Diane Schlipper's finding to the contrary. The question is an 1849 Wisconsin law that conservatives interpret as banning abortion. A deal may or may not be close to free up blocked pay raises for University of Wisconsin employees. Senate Republican Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu tells the Associated Press an agreement is not far off, but a spokesperson for the Universities of Wisconsin says no deal is imminent. The pay raises are being held up in a legislative committee. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss wants state universities to defund diversity offices. I'm Terry Bell. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The district attorney in Sheboygan County is planning to quickly challenge a recent ruling on Wisconsin's abortion ban. The state law's interpretation is being disputed, with the district attorney asserting that it clearly applies to all abortions. A judge in Dane County recently ruled that the ban only pertains to feticide and does not cover consensual abortions. If you've ever wanted to get active in your local government, now is the time to act. Melissa Kay has more about getting in the political arena.
Potential candidates for public office in Wisconsin are able to start collecting signatures on their nomination papers as of last Friday. If you're interested in running for public office, you will need to fill out your campaign registration forms prior to circulating your nomination papers. Incumbents who do not plan to run again have until December 22nd by 5 p.m. to submit their declaration of non-candidacy.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin basketball teams heating up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last night in college hoops, Marquette with a decisive 85-65 win over Texas. Marquette will play Notre Dame on Saturday night. The Wisconsin Badgers, after beating Michigan State, are headed to Tucson to take on number one ranked Arizona Saturday afternoon, 2:15. But we start with the NBA and Milwaukee Bucks taking on the Pacers in the second round of the in-season tournament.
Anytime you get put in a situation where everybody has an opportunity to win something, and in the end, only one person can win, I think that's an opportunity to show some level of dominance. Even though it's not the NBA Finals, you can show we all had this opportunity and only one team is going to be the last team standing. And I think that's a confidence builder for any team. You know, I think it shows, you know, who's going to fight for it, who's going to go after it when the competition is at its highest. And I think you see in a lot of these in-season tournament games, you can see the, you know, teams are going after it.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies today with highs around 47. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows around 38. Tonight, partly cloudy. Cloudy tomorrow, 54. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Do you remember me? I sat upon your knee. I wrote to you with childhood fantasies. Well, I'm all grown up now. Can you still help somehow? I'm not a child, but my heart still can dream. So here's my lifelong wish, my grown-up Christmas list. Not for myself, but for our world in need. No more lies.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm talking about excess, you know, belly fat and the inherent dangers and life dangers that go along with it. You know, as I was saying before we went to break, you know, my 40-inch chest that I used to have is now residing in my belly. And I didn't do it willfully. I got rid of all those bad habits long ago. But the worst habit I have is Calvinist potato chips. And I need to probably invest in potato chips because I've eaten more than my share. And I know those things are no good for you, period, under any circumstances. You should, that whole aisle where all of those things are, Fritos, potato chips, corn curls, all of that stuff is no good for you. And yet, over the decades, that aisle has grown to almost two aisles when it used to be just over in a corner. Jay's potato chips, I remember well. That was about it. Wasn't a whole lot of competition. Now it's everything. And so I'm talking to you, you know, Hayward, the buzz of the North at 910 AM WBZH. I'm talking to you, Racine, WRJN, 1400 AM. All of us are facing these issues. Not all of us, 50% of us. My good friend Mary from Wauwatosa doesn't have any of those problems. How you doing, Mary?
Good morning, Earl and Calvin. Thanks for focus on this important topic because of the high diabetes and obesity problem in our Western diet. So I'm here to tell you a four-letter word that is the cause and cure of what you're talking about. That is CARB, C-A-R-B.
Right.
In my 50s, I went to Weight Watchers for a minor weight problem.
You?
Yeah, in my 50s.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, at the time, I had the good fortune of being turned, guided towards functional medicine. And my doctor advises lifestyle address, one important part of which is how we eat. And so he suggested that I start, you know, with a low-carb way of eating. And it took a few changes, and I'll be following it for the rest of my life. Carbs turn into sugar, and you were addressing sugar. So it took a few minor changes, but I find it very satisfying. You know, you minimize the pasta, the potatoes, the rice, things like that. That all turn into sugar.
Yeah, all the things that taste good.
No, I have a very satisfying way of eating. I look forward to my meals. It takes, you know, it just takes consciousness. I look for low sugar products. You know, guideline is no more than 5 grams of sugar in any one serving. Like, take ice cream. You know, 99% of the ice cream offerings out there are high sugar. You know, so carbs are where it's at.
And those things, when you're very young, those things don't bother you at all.
Yeah, right. And he also suggested the New Atkins for a New You book. He gave that to me, and that was my start. And three doctors have picked up on Dr. Atkins' work and trying to get the word out there that, you know, looking at the carbs in our diet are just really, really important.
You know, Mary, I would have never, ever guessed that you ever had a weight problem. Never in a million years, because you're so active.
Yeah, middle age, so that was the key. So low carb, highly recommend people taking a look at it.
Well, you're an inspiration, because looking at you now and knowing that at some point in time, which I still don't believe, you know, I kind of thought that you were probably your size your entire life, because you look so well.
So thank you. And, you know, again, this New Atkins for a New You book is out there, you know. Take a look at it. It's way to go. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Hey, Dave from Mequon. What's going on, man?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Hey, listen, don't beat yourself up too much. You look great for your age. Actually, Lindsay, she's on her way out the door. She said you kind of have a little in this. She kind of almost compared you to Denzel Washington. So,
hey,
throw that out there.
Well, you know, well, let me put it this way. I'm flattered, but, you know, probably more like Gilbert Brown.
Well,
hey, I hope Gilbert's not listening. But anyway, go ahead.
what I was going to say, though, in all seriousness, you know what? Yes, as we get older, our metabolism definitely goes down. I'm, you know, actually, Lindsay is the same thing. She loves potato chips like crazy. I'm not a big potato chip person. However, when it comes to bread.
Right. Same
out.
Thing.
I'm just,
same thing.
Yeah. I just, I'm a, like the bread basket disappears. Anyway, but I think the big key is a couple things. One, if you drink a lot of water, which is, you should be drinking a lot of water every day just to flush the system. But it also fills you up, and there's no calories to water, as you know.
There's no fun in drinking water, Dave.
No, I know. I know. but it's good for you. And if you can force yourself to do that, it certainly is helpful. And it also keeps your skin more pliable. And it just actually, it helps, like I say, it keeps the body needs water, as far as like on a daily basis. But the other thing I was going to say was, you know, sometimes, you know, if you miss a meal, you know, you fast a little bit, that's actually not a bad thing either. I know it sounds crazy, but the idea is that we have to eat three meals a day.
Yeah. A mistake.
Sometimes if you just,
not true.
And you really, you know, some days, like, you know, if you, depending on how the way you work it, you know, you could have, like, let's say you have brunch, like you do on Sundays, like 11 o'clock or whatever, and then you have your normal dinner. And I try to eat my sweets. If I eat any sweets, is the other thing, final thing. If I have any sweets, I usually try to eat it in the morning or around lunch hour, because you have a lot more time to burn that off, as opposed to, you know, eating that dessert right before you go to bed, where you can't really much do anything.
Hey, Dave, so. I, you know, it's almost like you have been looking into what's happening with me, man, because, you know, eating late, you know, is a major issue. The other part of all of this, man, is that we were told, and we've been given erroneous information. Remember when they talked about eating three square meals a day. They talked about the food pyramid and all of those things. And now we find out that stuff has kind of led people to obesity. I don't know if they did that intentionally, or if once science caught up, they realized you don't need three square meals a day. And the food pyramid will lead you to having a medicine ball in your stomach. Thank you very much for the call, man. I really appreciate it. Tom from LA, what's going on, man?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. So everybody wake up and become part of your government. Second, it's good calories in, good calories out. One of the things that I see in a lot of older people is that they move around a lot more. My mom is going to be 86, and she still moves around. She bicycles, 30 minutes a day. I come from a athletic family where my dad was a football coach. But the thing is, I think, is that when they're starting young, you don't look at, eating the vegetables and stuff kind of like as a bad thing. It took me years. And, now for the last 8 years, I don't eat animals, which has really been a great, great source. Also, I still work out. My habits are still the same as if they've always been, even when I was playing football.
You're still a young man, though, Tom. You're still a relatively young man.
I'm 53.
At 53, at 53, I didn't have a medicine ball in my stomach.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Here's the other thing I'll say, Earl, which is really, really interesting, if you give me a second to say it, is that men, for the most part, are very visually stimulated. Women let men get away with a lot more than men let women get away with. So as an example, if you have if you're a man and you want your wife looking good because of the fact that you are visually stimulated, I'm going to say the same thing with gay men, is that gay men, for the most part, stay looking pretty, slim or work out at the gym or whatever it might be, because of the fact that you don't want your spouse possibly going somewhere else. So it's you have to look at it. It's more a sociological thing, but it's true. There's a lot of women that for some reason don't have a problem with their husbands getting heavy, but if a man's wife gets heavy, all of a sudden it's like, his eye starts to wander elsewhere, in my opinion.
Well, Tom, thank you very much for the call, man. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Bill from McConnemore. Good morning to you, Bill. How you doing, man?
Well, I didn't know you had a medicine ball because I've got one too. maybe we could make bookends. But I'll tell you this. I'm 6'3", and I'm 265.
That's pretty good.
6'3", is about, no, it's not. No, it's not, because it all sunk to the middle.
Yeah.
It's all sinking to the middle. But here's what I've done that, I'm going to be 75. I feel like I did in my 60s or 50s. Here's what I've done. I love to ride a bicycle, although I haven't done it for a long, long time. I'm kind of a liar on that, but here's what I substituted with. I train hunting dogs. I train them every day of the week. I got to walk with them.
Right.
I got to. There's no other way. They're very inspirational for me. They're like having a bunch of young athletes because some of these dogs are competitive. Now, that's not for everybody, but I will tell you this. A dog gets you out of bed. He gets you in your feet. He gets you outside, and he gets you to exercise. He forces you. He's like a personal trainer if you like that. But riding a bicycle, oh, my gosh. Before I was training this young dog I have now, I rode that bicycle over Conemaugh like it was the second car.
Hey, Bill.
And
Bill, I ride a bike, but I found I burn more calories walking than I do riding a bike.
I believe you're right, but your previous caller said something about eye candy and eye stimulation.
Bill, what are you talking about?
I'm not going to go down that wrong road. I know where we're headed. I'm going
on the right. hey, Bill's talking about eye candy. Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call, man. I wish I had more time. 844-967-2789. When we come back, Dave was talking about drinking water. We're going to talk a little bit about that because people have been misled to thinking you got to drink 8 glasses of water a day. We're going to dispel that myth. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Shaw, WAUK. Roll into this Friday night.
And strike a chord of fun, food, and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The Friday Night Live Music Party kicks off at 8 p.m. and goes until midnight every Friday night. And the best part of this party? There's no cover charge. While you're having fun, grab dinner and take advantage of $2 off all sandwiches on Friday night. This Friday night, party with the music of Depot Express. 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Call 262-544-2010 or check out foxviewlanes.com.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
The Shaw, WAUK.
To submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Good morning to Amory, 1260 AM Lake Air. You know, Calvin, Dave was talking about, you know, how many glasses of water do they say you need to drink a day?
Whatever it is, it's how I don't drink enough. I think you said before the break that it's eight or something like that.
Yeah, people have been talking about that forever. You need to drink eight glasses of water a day. Where that came from, I don't know. But the specialists don't agree with that. Okay, so, and the reason that I'm talking about this is, you know, another one of those things for people like myself who have reached a certain point in our lives that you always got to know where the restroom is when you're going somewhere. You don't want to get too far away because you got to find the restroom. Because you get into a panic. Where is it? Hey, man, I gotta get to the restroom. Well, we've been led to believe. Hey, let me do this. I think I know that guy. My co-worker, none other than the world famous Don Brown. Good morning to you, Don Brown. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, great.
Clearly you don't have a problem with trying to find the bathroom. Having to find the bathroom a lot. Go ahead. You can't be calling about that. You're still too young for that.
No. Hey, I just wanted to make a comment about the healthier eating and living habits because, you know, I've got that belly problem you were talking about in my 50s. And I used to blog for a healthcare client a few years back, and one of their target audiences were type 2 diabetes patients. And one of the big takeaways I learned, if the best habit, and I used to do this, I need to get back to it, is if you can eat 2 cups of fruit and 2.5 cups of vegetables every day, you're well on the way to a healthier living. If you can make that a daily habit. I used to just take 2 cups of fruit and just throw it in a blender and have a smoothie in the morning. And the vegetables you can spread across meals or even sometimes, you know, and I get lazy. just take some raw vegetables and put them in a baggie and have them for lunch. And so that's, you know,
wait a minute. Let me get something to clean my ear out, because I thought I heard you say some raw vegetables.
Yeah, why not? I love raw vegetables. I mean, I love cooking, you know, I saute and there's so many cool things you can do with vegetables, but you know what? You can also eat them raw.
Calvin, you eat raw vegetables?
You like dips? Yeah.
I mean, I don't as much as I should, but with some ranch dressing or something, I don't mind raw vegetables.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I know it's good for you.
Mustard's healthier for you, you know?
Well, I mean, there's no question that that's healthier for you. But if I ate a couple of raw vegetables, they would have to be right next to a big old fat steak that I put in the oven and had butter on top of it while it was broiling in the oven.
And here's a challenge: if you love a good steak, you know, try a good piece of fish every now and then. You'd be surprised how much.
Listen, man, I have cut back. I really have cut back on my meat consumption. My problem is not meat, man. My problem, the carbs, man.
Yeah.
You know, and the things are addictive, right?
Yeah. Oh, and I'm a snack hound, and
I see you eating Cheerios.
Oh, Cheerios are great for you, though.
I know that, and I'm watching you, and I'm saying, hey, man, this guy is eating Cheerios without sugar. hey, man, without any of these other things, just Cheerios. And I was watching you, and I said, man, I think I'm gonna follow what Don is doing. I'm going to get me some Cheerios and start eating some Cheerios. But it would take me another lifetime to be able to get rid of what I have here if I'm just eating Cheerios.
You and me both. But, you know, it's the journey, what do they say, journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. And that's what people, you know, I was listening to Don Rosen show earlier and how hard it is for people to keep New Year's resolutions. Don't set your sights so high, you know, like I'm going to lose 100 pounds or I'm going to lose 50 pounds. Just make reasonable goals.
Hey, man, I got a reasonable goal.
5 minutes a day.
I got a reasonable goal. All I want to do is get rid of this medicine ball in my stomach. Thank you very much for the call. Hey, Karina, how you doing?
Hi, Earl. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you see, this is what it is. And, you know, I'm working for healthcare, so yeah. I know how doctors are functioning. So, unfortunately, today, when the doctors are looking at your problem, doesn't matter what it is, weight loss.
Hey, Karina, let me do this because I really want to get your information. So do us a favor. You can either hang on and we're going to a full respite, or you can call back in about 4 minutes. But I'd love to hear what you have to say. I know you've always got something great to say about health. 844-967-2789. Don't do it. Don't you do it. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS.